himself and shifted several times and built himself. That's a big figure. We've taken too much time to have a
So how would you make a concrete block then?
What's that?
How would you make a concrete block?
Well, at that time, you were mixed concrete with a shovel, maybe with gravel off the shore, but they often chips. But you'd mix the concrete with a shovel, and then at a mould, or several moulds. And, well, in an evening you'd mark about 10 or a dozen or something like that. But then there is often enough ones made concrete mixers and made block machines. And again, I know that the video or do
I? I think I did see there was one, a portable one.
Aye.
Yeah.
One made of a boom defence.
Boom defence boy. A proud tradition of recycling.
Oh yes.
So you could make 10 blocks or 12 blocks a night.
Something like that. But there's many a homemade concrete mixer, which was, but it's the weight that was needed to move. It was, well, once the blocks had dried, you had to stack them up and leave your moulds empty for the next day and so on like that. It was moving the 10 ton several times.
See.
That's a boy from the wooden fence and the stand. Mm. It's made of nice and hot iron.
Right, so that would be a leftover boy?
Aye, come ashore somewhere and grabbed.
Right. You see, that's something I'm never really sure about, is the etiquette of a boy on the shore. If it's hauled up, it's surely somebody's, is that right? If it's right up above the high water line.
Something like that.
Yeah, I'm never really sure about that. There was a couple at Orford the other day and I was just wondering if they were...
Sat last week they were selling the whole big cable, the green glass.
Oh, where are they? I miss going.
Right. You see, that's a steering box of Bedford Larry, and that's a steering box of Bedford Larry. There's an electric motor up here to drive it.
What about the rest of it, Peter?
Yeah?
What about the rest of it? That's the boy bit.
Aye, this is the boy. The top's been done off here, you see. That's it resting. It'll turn over, be horizontal when it was working.
Right.
This is the machinery that turned it. And I said, well, the... You didn't have to turn the concrete, you really had to shovel the stuff into the... That, and then
this framework, what's that?
Nice and hot, well, the iron framework on nice and hot. It was curved, of course, that's it been straightened.
That's really interesting. That is very, inventive. That bit of a nice and hot, that's not what I thought you were going to say at all. Goodness. Right, so plenty of these things.
And he made the block machine too instead of that.
Bill Waters,
my brother-in-law, that did. And he made this machine where you filled the thing and more or less beat it down to hardened and took that block out. It was still wet concrete, but holding together, set it to one side and carried on like that.
What about the Nissan? Did they leave a lot of Nissan huts?
Oh, yes. Many an implement shed was made of a Nissan hut right now. But occasionally you'll see a curved shape. But the iron frame was often straightened and used as, well, iron. And with welding equipment you can make anything. So, yes, how are you?
So, it's my mind that building up past Mesa on the Stony Hill Road. No, I mean, building that's left there. There's a long no building still there.
Well, that's down here, Rob.
Turned up past me, so that's like mixed field. Well, it's a doctor hospital.
Well, I mean, the Economic Choir Camp, no.
Very possibly.
Yeah, that's at that Durns. Well, it was just an army camp.
No, before there.
Well, they said the host down in the middle of the field, opposite of Aberdeen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was just built as hay, you know.
Well.
Mm.
So you could use them for hen houses and everything.
Hmm?
Could use them for hen houses and.
Well, aye, that's when the goose that laid the golden egg was fashioned in the likeness of a hen.
But there wasn't very much in the way of Anderson shelters or anything like that.
No, occasionally there. Well, I used to have one for keeping pets in, but there wasn't many Anderson shelters. I saw one, Morrison Shelter.
I suppose because we didn't have many raids after the start of the war. By the time there were some Anderson shelters, there wouldn't be the need for it here.
No.
All right, so it was just at the beginning of the war that there was...
Well, the raids came. Yes, at the beginning of the war, the raids came.
When you've got the barrage gone up, you're not going to need an Anderson shelter.
But the balloon barrage on the floe... Falkland was within sight of that, could gauge the possibility of a raid from the height the balloons were flying.
Mm.
There was possibility of the planes coming, they were high. If it was quiet, it was just a moderate height.
Mm-hmm. So, may you tell me that Science Loan was built for tracking balloons?
That was the First War.
Yeah, First World War. That's Science Loan, you know, the road between the main road and the old Offa road was going to be.
No, the old Finston road.
That sounds a bit. Yeah.
Right.
You kind of a connecting road just by the Ingersoll, Rennie Busters and so on. That cuts through to the old Finston road. Mm-hmm. That's Science Lawn.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I didn't know that's what it was called, but I know where you mean. So that was built in the First World War, you see?
Well, I don't know. I don't know why you saw this before me time. It's something to do with transport on balloons.
That's what I believe. Yeah, I thought you'd tell me, but I must have read it. So.
Don't know anything more about that.
Well,
I mind.
Conscious you're looking at your...
Yeah, it's the time.